Dr. Thompson said it has been observed that the COVID-19 virus is first picked up through the nose. The infectious disease specialist also explained the difference between the COVID-19 virus and the COVID-19 disease.
We used to be able to distinguish when it was the Delta and the Gamma. The Delta and the Gamma, the virus is going deep down into your lungs. It wants your lungs. And when you start getting shortness of breath, depending on if oxygen is not getting into your body, we put you in a hospital. We put you in Argyle or Milton Keynes to see you through so you don't go down with the ship. The Omicron, it's staying up top, upper respiratory infection, and your windpipe, it ain't going down much further. It's giving you no more than a bronchitis. And guess what? There's a rhinovirus, and this rhinovirus is causing similar symptoms to that of the Omicron. A scratchy throat, a sore throat, it's causing a sneezing, a little runny nose, a little headache. And we also have to keep on trying to make a distinction with dengue. But the flu symptoms is mainly causing upper respiratory infection. With the rhinovirus, same thing. We want you to wash your hand. We want you to wear a mask, because we don't want the rhinovirus to spread too. So it's being handled in a very similar way. But we are seeing something very interesting. And we've been talking about this, that the virus gets into the nose, first of all, and colonizes the node. And if you go and test at that time, you'll get a positive test. So we could consider it to be a COVID virus infection. But it is only when the virus gets into your body that you have COVID-19 disease.
Infectious disease specialist, Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, as authorities in Barbados report a continuous increase of COVID-19 cases across the island, President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, says his organization is leaving no stone unturned in ensuring that there is no outbreak among the homeless in the community. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in St. Kitts and Nevis since the outbreak now stands at 5,303. Internationally, Pfizer and BioNTech have begun enrollment for a clinical trial to test the safety and immune response of their Omicron-specific COVID-19 vaccine in adults aged up to 55. Pfizer's CEO has previously said that the pharmaceutical giant could be ready to file for regulatory approval of the shot by March. Meanwhile, the IMF said the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is creating an obstacle course for the global economy, which will slow growth this year, notably in the world's two largest economies. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.